You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shabbat Shalom explains his replacement. Who was he?
Yehoshua.
Yehoshua Alav Shalom. That he says that he mentions that he commanded him, that he informed him that he should always remember that Hashem saved us from our enemies, especially from Og and Sichon. So now, Rabbeinu Chida, Rabbeinu Chaim Yosef David Azulai, Zechuto Maren Aleinu Kol Am Yisrael, Rav says that through Tanakh we see there were characters that stopped the sun. The sun was stopped. Who were they? Yehoshua. Right then. No, at the time of the Amalek, it was Moshe. Yehoshua went to the war. But Moshe stopped it, no? Yes? I'm sorry. Yehoshua, right? So Yehoshua, Moshe, and who else?
Eliezer.
No, Eliezer did not stop the sun.
No, he did not. He went to the war with him, no?
With who? That was with Abraham Avinu. That was with four great kings. So for Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, happened twice that sun stopped. When was it? Amalek and? No. And Sichon, when he went to Milchama, to the war with the Sichon, also the sun was stopped. So in Yehoshua, how do we know? Because it says in the Torah, Achen tet pachtecha, that I will cause that the nation will fear you. And then we see in Sefer Yehoshua also, it says, Achen godlecha. So here we have Achen, that means I will create the fear among the nation. So now we learn that because the same way that for Moshe the sun stopped, so then for Yehoshua also the sun stopped. And there's a very interesting quote here that if you pay attention, it says that when Hashem commanded Moshe to replace himself with Yehoshua, the name of Yehoshua, it's written in a full way. Have you noticed? How do you write Yehoshua? Yud He. Ayin. Chazak Baruch. Very nice. Yud He. Vav Shin Ayin. But the way this is written in the Torah, there's a Vav extra. You notice?
After Shin.
Yeah, after Shin, there is a Vav extra. So now here, Rabbeinu Chida explains, that's what exactly happened. How did Yehoshua was able to stop the sun? Because actually, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom added a vav to his name. Became Yehoshua. So what does that mean? It says in the Midrash, that Pnei Moshe Kivnei Chama. That Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was like his son. And Pnei Yehoshua Kivnei Levana. So Yehoshua was like a moon. So how does moon get his light?
From the sun.
So now here, actually, Moshe transferred his power to be able to stop the sun. Because Moshe was the sun. So now he gave the power to Yehoshua, because Yehoshua was a moon. Moon doesn't have a light. So now he gave the light to Yahushua to be able to stop the sound. So these are the two characters that we know about. There's another one that Gemara brings, Gemara Ta'anit, Nachnimon ben Gurion. You heard about him? Nachnimon ben Gurion. You heard about him? I just told you. No. So now Nachnimon ben Gurion was a very, very tzaddik. Very, very tzaddik. He was a kind, generous man. At the time of Sikkim Beit HaMikdash. So now, here, he had a very, very unbelievable type of kindness. That at the time of the Chagim, the Galim, Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuot, he would go and buy wells to provide water for Olei Regalim. Because when they would come, so the water was in the territory of non-Jew. So he would go buy like many, many wells. So they would have water to be able to not go through the Chagim. So there was a senator at the time. He was a very wealthy man, non-Jew. So he went to him and asked him to, if he is able to buy 12 wells from him. So he told them, if the well will not be filled up when Am Yisrael will go back to their place, I guarantee you that will fit up, the rain will come and fill it up. If not, I'm going to give you lots of gold coin. Like let's say 50 gold coins, and maybe it would worth like $100,000. So they agreed. So now the Olei Regalim, they come, and then on that year there was no rain. Baragut, it was dry. So now the day when it came, so he sends them an email, you know, either provide the water, fill up the wells, or give out the money, bring the coins. He says, wait, you know, we have the whole day we have. So at the time of the Mincha again, he sent a message, he said, you know, it's almost day is over. Give me the money, we have a contract. He says, what do you mean? It's not night yet. He said, what are you talking about? The whole year there was no rain. Now you're waiting, the rain would come. So he wears his talit and then he goes to Beit HaMikdash. So he starts praying to Ribono Shel Olam, said, Ribono Shel Olam, lo asiti davar kazeh, only lichvodcha. Whatever you know I did, it was only and only because I wanted to sanctify your name, that Olei Regalim, that people would come, and then they would be able to celebrate the Chagim. All of a sudden, the whole Shomayim was covered with the thick clouds, and it starts showering, pouring rain, and all the wells were filled up. So now the moment Gurion sent the email to, the Hegyon, the non-Jew sends the email to Nachman Gurion and says, what do you mean? It's night already. The contract is over with. You have to pay me. We had the deadline till the end of the day. So, again, he wears his talit and goes to Beit HaMikdash and says, Ribono Shel Olam, you know, I have to pay him money. You know, you were late. So all of a sudden, all the clouds go away and the sun shows up. And the sun comes out. So now here, Nachnoven Gurion, actually he was the third one that stopped the sun. Yeah. So now here, Rabbeinu Ben Yishchai, Arav Sof Chaim in Baghdad, Zochuto Mara Aleinu, Arav asked, what happened here? You know, Hashem knows, no? He knows already what the chesed he did, what the kindness he did, only for the sake of Ibn Sholam. Why are you waiting for the last minute? You know, he has to go out, you know, to pray to you, to mitchanen, to plead to you, to bring the rain. Now it becomes night, and then he has to come and then move the ananim, move the clouds, and then the... What is this? What's going on here? Beautiful. Yes, understand, but here it's so stressful, you know.
Huh?
Yes, that's true, but still, why have to go through all this aggravation, you know? Hashem Yitbarach knows already, you know, why you have to keep, you know, pleading and pleading and pleading, you know? You know, just give it, you know, easy. Make things easy. What do we have to ask? He knows how much we have to ask.
Hashem loves his children, comes close to him and asks.
Ah, Chazak Baruch. So now here, listen carefully. Listening?
Yes.
Yeah, listen carefully. So now here, as we repeat this message 3 times a day, we say, Galav Hashem lechol gore'av lechol asher yigra'uhu ve'emet. Remember this pasuk? It's the end of the Ashrei. He said, "Yibolon Shalom is Garov lechol gore'av lechol asher yigra'uhu ve'emet." What does it mean? What does emet mean? What does it mean?
True.
I know, but you go ask Hashem for something that you lie to Hashem? What does that mean? Why, you never noticed? Why, you just read things? Ay, ay, ay. What does it mean, Ashik Rahu Behemet? What does it mean? What does it mean?
Truly.
What does that mean, truly? Do you come to Ibn Sholam fake?
Yes.
That you're not honest? Huh? Yeah. You are? Chas v'shalom. So now just imagine, God forbid, as the sake of discussion, somebody's not feeling well. Not for any everyday, chas v'shalom. So now, before he goes to the doctor, so now, what does he have in mind when he goes to the doctor? So first, you know, he says, you know, B'zad Hashem, doctor will see me right away. I don't have to wait, you know, an hour or two, you know. And then, what does he have in mind when he goes to see a doctor? Amen, yeah. We have to meet Palet, Hashem give him a right chokmah, right, you know. The first prescription, you know, everything will go away.
Amen.
But when you go to the doctor, really, 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 what do you believe in?
The doctor.
No, wait. Don't answer too fast. But what do you believe when you go to the doctor?
The medicine.
I mean, is Hashem involved in this at all?
Of course he's involved.
So what do you mean? No, what are you thinking when you go to the doctor?
Hashem help people.
Yeah. As you said, you ask Hashem to give him the right hope now.
Exactly.
Yeah, to will know that something that he doesn't know, that, you know, to... That he doesn't know, that he, Hashem gives him the chokmah, that will find out and give, right. But as far as your emunah, what percentage of emunah do you have to Hashem on that moment?
And who you ask?
No, again, you go to the doctor. So what percentage from 1 to 10, what type of emunah you have?
Average people is 50-50.
No, from 1 to 10, what type of emunah you have to Hashem?
11.
Only Hashem?
Yeah.
So why go to the doctor?
Yeah. The doctor is Hashem's
messenger. The doctor is the tool in the hand of Hashem.
No, but really, no, you have fully trust Hashem?
Yes.
Yes?
No,
you go to the doctor. You go to the doctor.
Maybe not at that time, maybe not at the first visit.
You don't have. You have?
Not even a handyman that he needs a screwdriver to be able to tighten the. This really is that. I have been in the position of patient and also doctor, right? Anytime I'm doing some surgery or something, I say, Hashem, help me, that comes out well.
Good. Understand. Understand. But what is the percentage? What's the percentage?
9. And the other 1% is of people around you that they tell you you have to go to the doctor.
Fine. Okay. Now here. So now you go to the doctor and then doctor checks it.
Yes.
Good. And then he sees all the results that came back. So the doctor says, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. So what is the percent of your emunah now?
Higher.
Higher?
Yes. 100%.
Higher.
Yes.
Why? Why? Because now your hands are short. That's what it means. Qarov Hashem lechol qore'av. Lechol Hashem yirahu ve'emet. What does it mean? That means any aspect of life, we are relying on some type of source. Whatever it is, financial, doctor, anything. But when you see that they cannot help you, then that becomes a myth. So that means Ibn Shulam is telling us, when you really 100% you attach to me, you believe into me, قَرُوْ هَشَمْ لِخَرْ قُرْآنْ لِخَرْ هَشَيْكْ رَهُهُ وَمِنْ. But as long as you have some type of, know what the power percentage it is, and we all do, we are only human being. So he's going to help me, he's going to take care of it, he knows what to do. So then that's not a myth. Why? Because partially, you have some rely on what type of source. And that's what exactly the Ibn Shah explains. Nachman ben Gurion did great things. But at the moment that he realized, oy, boy, what am I going to do now? So then on that moment, his tefillah was answered. And that's how it is. Yeah, we are permitted to use the intermediate, but the matter here is what percentage that intermediate plays in your belief.
No percentage.
Fine, but that's not true at all, because we go because we rely on him. We ask why, because we want his opinion. We tend to all these sources. Why? Because we feel they have experience. But the point of the matter here is that even though that we do that, we have to make sure that our belief, Chas v'Shalom, is not distracted. And that's what exactly the beautiful message is. Qarov Hashem lechol qore'av. Highlight it. You have to highlight in your siddur. Lechol Hashem yigra'uhu ve'emet. Ve'emet. Ve'emet means I have no whatsoever reliable source. The only reliable source for me is Ribono Shel Olam, Yishtabach Shemo Olam. Shenizkeh, Bezrat Hashem, Kol Anoshe Be'emet.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.